It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
It is the impossible question on the Kathy Romano Show. We've got $404 this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. We think it's lame. What is it? Let's go to Sean. Good morning.
Yeah, I like to say lie on their resume like they're a corporate manager or of 1,000 stores, that stores that do not exist, and there's no way to prove it.
Wait, like ones that did, like Sears?
Like Sears or Toys R Us, or definitely Radio Shack, like running in like 1,000 stores. Like
Sean,
a manager.
This is interesting, Sean. I don't know if you know this, but I was actually the executive VP of Circuit City, and I was the regional president of Tower Records. So it was, big deal. Big deal.
Wait, who did I work for? I want one.
You definitely worked for Kmart. You used to the blue
fashion
light specials.
Well, you know what I
You'd
did?
Go on
was,
there, go
blue light special, yeah, aisle 6.
And I facilitated the collaboration with Martha Stewart, the Martha Stewart products in Kmart.
Yep.
Yes.
Now they're coming back, but Laura was at Bed Bath and Beyond. She always ran the Beyond part.
Yes.
Always. You're welcome.
I love it.
Oh, Sean, thank you so much. It's making us laugh, but not the correct answer.
Unfortunately.
Thank you for the chance.
All right.
Keep trying.
I love that guess. That was funny.
We will keep taking your guesses. 888-333-B101. 20%, under 20% of people actually do this. It's not lying on your resume saying you worked for a company that no longer exists, but we do love that guess.
Blockbuster Video. You also still work there, don't you? You're still there?
West Coast Video.
Yeah, West Coast. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Sorry.
We've got $404 for the impossible question this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? Linda, good morning.
Good morning, my friends. How are you?
Right.
Are you Bobby's sister?
Yeah, Linda,
you sound
like
you
me.
Were shot out of a cannon,
shot
too.
Shot out of a cannon this morning, Linda.
I think it's people who chew with their mouths open.
Oh.
Those are the worst
they
people.
Are.
I think that is that's so lame. I can't stand it.
Yep. I would agree.
I think we would all agree. Maybe not Laura. She eats like a rabbit animal. This bit has
sorry,
gone
Laura.
Too far.
Yeah, Linda just apologized to you, but I didn't.
Sorry, Linda. That is not correct.
Got it.
Okay, no problem. All right, love you guys. Talk to you later.
Aww. Thank you. Have a great day.
Love you right back.
All right, let's go to Carrie, see if she knows. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
They don't use their turn signals when driving.
Ooh. Yeah, you see that a lot. I hate that. I'm like, if you're going to turn left, just put the thing on.
Put it on. I feel like I use my turn signal like probably in spots that like I'll put it on to go into my driveway.
You know where I catch myself putting it on? Out of our parking garage.
Yeah.
Just going around like the turn, going from floor 2 to 1. I'm like, why am I putting my turn signal on?
No, you meant when you got to the street.
No, I'm talking about just making the turn coming out. I'm like, why did I do it all the time.
We're over turn signal users here on the Kathy Romano Show. Sorry, Carrie, not correct.
All right, I'll try again. Thanks.
Right. Have a great day. All right, we'll go to Melissa. She'll be the last guest for this round. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
All right, you think you got the answer?
I hope so.
All right, what do you think under 20% of people actually do that we find kind of lame?
Well, I think this would be super lame, so I'm going to say that people don't dance at concerts.
Melissa, that would be super lame.
Melissa.
We got a lame-o right here in the studio with us.
My name is Bobby Smith, and I don't dance at concerts. I
feel like
I know. I'm in like a support group right here. I'm that guy. I know. I'll stand there.
No.
I'll just stand there and do a little bit of... but I know my two co-hosts over here dance up a storm at concerts, I'm sure.
Two, three.
Absolutely. I am shocked that you don't dance at concerts. We all saw your sweet dance moves with... Tim Talk Sherry. Melissa, did you happen to see that video on the Kathy Romano Show Instagram? Because Bobby...
I did not.
Oh, go
but
ahead.
I'm look
you know
for
what?
It.
Melissa,
yes.
go look at it, and you're going to call me back and say, Bobby, actually
don't dance
at concerts.
Melissa, honestly...
You have some Elaine moves going on.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, honestly, if you have not seen it, go to our Instagram page. It is posted there. You have to check it out.
Yeah.
I think Bobby might be right.
I definitely will.
Yeah. You'll call me back and tell me not to dance. I guarantee it.
Sorry, Melissa. It's not correct, but thank you for your call.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a great
day.
I look forward to hearing from you soon, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa, after you've watched that video, call us. Seriously, call us back. 888-333-B101.
So we'll do it again. 9:10 this morning?
9:10, yes. We're still at $404. We'll do one more round of it. If nobody gets it, tomorrow morning we'll bump it up to $505. Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the impossible question. We've got $404 this morning. Natalie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what's your guess?
I would say hand wash your car in the driveway instead of going to one of those car wash places.
Hand wash.
Those losers. Those hand washing losers.
Lame. That's all the people with really nice cars that don't want, like, the little marks from the car wash.
Don't want to call my father a loser, but my gosh, my dad like, yeah, he'd like hand wash every inch of the car.
Well, was that for that reason, or was he like my dad, he just didn't want to pay for the car wash when you could do it at home?
Probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad's a stickler on money.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like your dad.
I drive a 2017
car.
I do not care. I will go through any car wash.
Me too. Like, throw it in there. It's fine.
See what happens. Natalie, great guess. Not the correct one.
Not it.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. We've got $404 burning a hole in our pockets. We need to give it away. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? $404 we have for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. We kind of think it's lame. Let's go to Donna, see what she says. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think it is, Donna?
I just think that people don't brush their teeth all the time.
That is not lame. That is disgusting.
And Donna, yesterday, our child on the show, Brett, who was late and overslept, admitted to us when we asked his checklist, did you wear deodorant? No. Did you brush your teeth? He said no. I was like, oh my God. I know.
I don't care how late I am brushing my teeth.
100%
yeah,
agree. Yep.
So we don't really think it's lame, Donna. We just think it's gross, not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great
day.
We can go to Cindy now. She's our next caller. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Cindy, what do you think under 20% of people actually do?
Share their food and drink with someone else.
Listening to the show, she heard us say that there's no way, Bobby, you would ever do this, right, Cindy?
That is correct. Yeah, absolutely. I've
been
married 41 years in June, and there is no sharing. You drink out of my glass of water, it's spent. No way.
It's not mine anymore. It's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Do that.
Right. You drink out
exactly.
of it. It's yours.
But Cindy, same as our last caller, it's not that we think this is lame. That's actually disgusting. So no, that is not the correct answer.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Cindy. Have a good day. All right. Last guest for this morning is Patrice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Patrice.
All right, take us home, Patrice. Take us home here.
Not using the flat sheet on your bed.
Oh, the top sheet.
Top sheet. Oh, yeah. So you're like sleeping on the gross.
It's not gross. It's still in your bed. It's still a sheet. Bobby just thinks everything is gross.
I know. No,
Well, Bobby, I am gross according to you.
You don't sleep with a top sheet?
I don't like it.
Oh.
Wait, so do you sleep?
I don't like it either.
Do you still put it on the bed and you sleep on top of it?
I sleep. There's a sheet and then just the comforter. I'd rather have just my comforter.
Right, but so you don't even put the flat sheet on
your
bed?
Yeah, I don't even use it.
Oh.
I think they're annoying.
Patrice, do you put a flat sheet on your bed?
No, my mom used to, and I got really frustrated with it. My feet would get caught in it, and we don't use it now.
Yes, Patrice.
All right, I'm leaving. This is we're trying to have a society here, people. We're trying.
I do use a top sheet. Yes,
yeah.
I have to have that. I wouldn't like it the other way, but I in no way think it's gross. It's still in my bed and it's clean.
Okay. Yes.
Patrice, Bobby thinks it's lame.
Yeah.
But the rest of us don't. So not the correct answer. Sorry.
All right, I'll call back tomorrow. Thank
All right,
you.
Try again tomorrow. So we'll do it at 7:10 and 9:10. Tomorrow, $505. Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the question. So think about it overnight and call us tomorrow morning. Now, listen, we still have proof you're listening for Storybook Land tickets. Today's question is, we had listener Melissa call in and we told her to go do something and then call back. She did. She called back. What did she have to go do? 888-333-B101. This is for a 4-pack of tickets to Storybook Land in Egg Harbor Township.